Greetings, this is James Gillen with Ash Wish Talk Radio. Also, he said he's Stargated on Rumble, on VMO, and we've got several other avenues that this is going out on. We're getting close to Christmas, so I want to do a little bit of a Christmas show. Probably have another one before Christmas. I'm looking at some people, I think, that have some great information. But the we want to talk about, you know, the cosmic Jesus and get him away from the fear and guilt and unworthiness and take him off the cross, you know, but first the news. So coal miners are working overtime to fill the stockings of politicians and the circus we call president's administration, as well as its weaponized agencies. They're just given a new list of the mainstream reporters. They may strike due to the impossible pressure. New cross-dressers added to the list have been stealing luggage at airports, and other recent appointments have been accused of purple acts. They can't keep it up. The railroads are jammed with the coal deliveries. So, you know, delivering coal this Christmas to all these people is kind of jamming the lines up. So anyway, also, too, there's an emergency at the Pelosi, Schumer, Smallwell, Nadler, and other Democratic leaders' residences. A few rhinos, too. Their entire houses were filled with coal. Police are on the lookout for a fat man in a red suit. Not sure who let him in. Anyway, looks like Jim Jordan, Josh Hawley, Tom. Matt Gaetz, a whole bunch. There's a little there's a typo in there. But Tucker Carlson, Jesse Wallace, most of the women at Fox News and quite a few others are stepping up to the plate and holding people's feet to the fire. Santa's very happy with them and their Christmas will be blessed. So I wonder if Fox News is going to cover up all the UFO activity at Ysetti Ranch again. They came out one time, just might invite them. Sean Hannity did a good job of covering Ysetti Ranch last time, but we've got some new and better footage if he wants to see it. Also, you know, it's poor Jason here. We just downloaded a bazillion files of UFO activity here in Hawaii that we've taken. So we've got some great UFO footage here as well. My throat's a little raspy because Pele's been speaking up over here on Mauna Loa, and it's been erupting. It's kind of chilling out a little bit. It's still going, but there is a lot of ash, and we've been doing Yigong and calling the winds in, and they are blowing. We've had gale force winds come in and blow most of the fog out, you know, out on the other side of the ocean. I feel sorry for the other guys on the other side of the island, but anyway, yeah, it's a little intense. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla is stepping down and now says the mRNA technology was not sufficiently proven. When they launched, they convinced him, but he wasn't sure. He admits it was not safe. I said, hey, Albert, how about giving back the billions you made to compensate for the killing and injuring of all the men, women, and children? Sorry you did not get to the 50% population reduction goal, but before you left Pfizer. So anyway, there's a solution to that problem right there. To get all that money back, you know, is, you know, that whole their protection plan there given to them by the U.S. has clauses in there about fraud and deception and things. They have to do things on a high level. So they broke all the clauses in their protection. So you just have to go there and renege that and then let the lawyers do the work. There's a new BLM movement. It's underway. It's called Biden Laptop Matters. And so it's headline news, despite the Biden administration, the DOJ and the FBI is leaning on the lamestream news, Facebook and Twitter, to kill the story. And that's all. Twitter files are covering all that. And it looks like Dorsey and Smucker were thrown under the bus when the agencies openly admitted it. So this is looking like a strong case for election tampering. And looks like Trump was right again. I think he should just get a shirt that says, I told you so. You know, that he should, his campaign should not be make America great again. It should be, I told you so. Because everything he said has happened, you know, so basically you have to pay attention to that. Carrie Lake is suing due to the obviously fraudulent election, you know, with hundreds of thousands of illegal ballots, 59 precinct machine failures, and a total conflict of interest. you know, the fix was in, which is why her opponent refused to debate. You know, can't them litigate, can't let them get away with this one, you know, or the Republic is dead. You know, we're back to communism if we have allowed this to continue. So go Kerry. I love that woman. She's a champion at calling out the BS. And, you know, I just love watching her work, even with the lamestream news or fake news. She just calls them right out, you know, so I love that. Clear my throat here in a second. But Brittany Griner was traded today with Russia for the Grim Reaper. And he didn't get them the population reduction he promised. And the CEOs of major vax companies said their billionaire eugenicist funders are upset with not meeting the quota. Mr. Mrs. Non-Binary Grim Reaper was traded down to Ukraine. So looking forward to I'm probably going to use the wrong pronoun here, so I won't. Looking for, I'll just say Miss Griner singing the national anthem at the next game with all her heart. Probably won't happen. But, you know, anyway. The Paris is without power and internet. Other European countries soon to follow suit. Whoever blew up the pipeline, obviously in their short sightedness, forgot the toll on the people, especially in Europe. Or did they? I mean, that is the plan of the New World Order, basically. You know, keep them sick, put them in poverty, and, you know, keep them controlled and socially engineered. So we kind of foresee a revolution in Europe like none other before, due to the severe mismanagement, unbridled greed, and morally challenged epidemic. And is there a shot for that? We need a shot that will take care of the unbridled greed and moral depravity. And there's your market right there, because you got a lot of people that could use that shot. So also in the news, Ecto Life is growing babies in chambers. Each lab can birth 30,000 babies in a year in an infection-free environment. First of all, you know, it is good they're admitting they can clone humans. They've been doing that for decades. And second of all, where does the soul come from? Where's the mother, the father connection? You know, how will they develop an immune system? You know, where's the love? The new buzzword in the spiritual and healing community will be, so you were a chamber baby, baby that figures, you know, it's like, you know, that's, I just, the soul development and the human development that's necessary for inner and even the immune system development. I wonder how they're going to get around that. I don't think it's a good idea. And, you know, what happens when these kids come out and they just have no moral compass, no foundation, and they've been genetically manipulated to have extremely high IQs or whatever. You know, it's, they say that they can genetically, for a larger fee, we can. You know, you can see where that's going. I watched this series the other day. I don't watch TV every once in a while I watch something. And I watched Upload, and I think it's on Prime Video. And you know, that there's so much information there. It's just, the whole thing is based on greed. It's about people dying and they upload their consciousness into another world. They have a whole nother world, and it's all computer generated, but you know, it's like Meta or something like that. But it's unbelievable. And they're saying, like, you know, for you know, a $4,000 upgrade, you can have biceps, and they can have these big old biceps, you know, for, you can have this, you can upgrade your body, you can change your body, you can change all these things. And, you know, it's unbelievable. And so all these super uber rich people are in there, and they're making themselves younger and upgrading this and doing all this weird stuff. And it's just all about money, but, it's pretty crazy watching it, but it's a real eye opener. When you watch it, you go, wow, they're showing clones, human cloning. If you have enough money, you can buy a clone. If somebody dies, your loved one, you can clone them. You know, you can do all these things. Unfortunately, a lot of the clones explode, their heads explode after a while, and they haven't fixed that one yet. But Not a good idea. I don't think it's a very good idea. You know, maybe some super advanced race might have gotten the bugs out, but then I think that's what's connecting with us right now. There are some races coming back from the future in that they're very chipped, they're transhumanists, humanoids. It's not good, you know, stay away from the chips and stay away from that stuff. The new buzzword is, oh, I got a chip, you know, I was chipped. And most of those chips are not coming from a very high level, very high place. So it's not, don't make that fashionable. You know, it's not a good idea. So another thing in the news, Earth was hit by an intense blast of energy. Astronomers believe was the collision of two super dense stars, 1.1 billion light years away. Felt that one, you know. So a lot of us felt that a few days ago, there was two or three events that happened. One, I felt like, did you feel that wave of energy that went through? And I was talking to our neighbors and they're going, yeah, it laid me out. I had to go lay down. And I said, I don't know what this was, but I said, I feel it, you know, coming through, moving through. And it was very intense. So a lot of that's going on. And we are entering, as I said before, a highly charged place in the galaxy. The cosmic ray index is off the scale. The electromagnetic light spectrum, you know, has new bands added to it. The Schumann resonance is off the scale as well. So severe storms, earthquakes, and volcanic activity is at an all-time high. I think Jakarta just had a massive eruption there. So somebody should give them a ticket for carbon emissions because those volcanoes are not following suit with this global warming nonsense. Anyway, the magnetic field is also very low. And again, this has nothing to do with global warming. In fact, if you look at the raw data, the planet is cooling overall. You know, polar bears are doing great, ice caps too. So buckle up, we're moving through intense changes, social, political, economic, and physical earth changes. And I'm not sure if it's the jab or the end time madness, but people are just losing it lately. And it's you know, people driving. We have a highway here. They call it DUI highway. And between the alcohol and the jabs and everything else, I'm watching people just, you go down there and there'll be one or two cars off the road. And there's some windy turns and things like that. And it does rain. You get these downpours, but... And now you go down and there's like five cars. And lately I've seen like seven or eight cars, you know, and it's just getting exponentially stronger. And you're seeing people driving these roads and they're all over the line. You know, they're all over the place. And, you know, when you add alcohol or meds to the jab and the effects of the jab, people just aren't thinking right. They're not functioning at 100%, more like 50. And if that, but it's getting spooky out there. So, you know, we really got to up the game here on getting this crap out of our systems. And, you know, even the, you know, the major vax companies are all admitting they screwed up. And so, you know, what's the price for that? They made billions with their screw up. The doctors, the hospitals all made billions of dollars, you know, and the people, as usual, are screwed, you know, so. That's got to be shifted. That's got to be turned around. We got to get that. There are remedies to get that stuff out of your system. And I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you what they are. Just do research. But just learn how to get heavy metals out of your system, how to get graphene out of your system, how to get that DOT out of your system. You can actually zap it, knock it out. Maybe that's what this big wave of energy did. It probably knocked out a lot of people's the chips they installed. But anyway, you know, if you don't think, you know, that chip, you know, a lot of people are jabbed, you know, you can just hook up your Bluetooth, I believe it is, and find out who in the room is there. All right, there's a search you can do on your phone, and all of a sudden all these people, all their data shows up. But check that out. They're trying to say that's not true, but it is. I mean, I've seen it over and over again. Also, the magnetic stuff is where they stick magnets to their bodies. That's pretty crazy. But anyway, you know, the masks are all coming down and people are going to be seen for who they are and their real motives and agendas. And it's going to be a rocky ride. So, you know, I would strongly suggest to go within. I can't, you know, God is within. Jesus said God is within. Every master, Buddha, the whole universe is within you. Every master that walked this planet said God is within. Your information is within. The truth is within. And until we get that through our heads and stop going to CNN and all these other fake news outlets, and allow ourselves to be socially engineered and hang around with people that are on the same page, we're just going to be led astray. And we have to go within and get our own inner guidance going and find out what's right for us or what's true for us. Or, you know, we're going to see the socially engineered led like lemmings off the cliff. And that's where they're going. And they're going to do all the transhuman stuff and chip them and graphing them. And it's going to go on and on and on. The ones that survive, they want to make nice little robots out of them. But anyway, you know, we've got to start paying attention to what's happening around us, you know, and not get our information from the mainstream news. Although I will admit, you know, Fox News is really stepping up to the plate as one of the biggies, and it's forcing the other ones. They're actually calling out all the other news agencies saying, why aren't you covering the laptop? Why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you covering that? You know, and why did you sit on it? You know, why did you? And so, you know, there's Zuckerberg and Dorsey and all these other people are going to have a lot of questions to answer. And it falls right into the category of election tampering. So this is all going to come out to light. It was not just social media. It was the agencies leaning on the social media. It was the machines. It was hostile foreign governments involved. This is the most meddled with election we've ever seen the past two. But the good news is they have it all. The white hats have it all. They know who did what, and it's all going to come out. So there's also a lawsuit, and I cannot remember the guy's name. Was it Don or something, I think? But anyway, it's on our Telegram. We put it on over and over again. Juan O'Savin's been talking about it. Everybody has been talking about this massive lawsuit that's going before the Supreme Court. And it's in, you know, it's much more complicated than that. But in simplicity, it's basically anybody who supported the elections, you know, and to certify the elections, any senator, anybody, any congressman, whatever, it doesn't matter. You're toast, basically. You didn't do your due diligence. You didn't abide by your oath. And that lawsuit is pretty cut and dried. I mean, it's there's no way out other than what you're probably going to see is they're going to go home for Christmas vacation. A lot of them aren't coming back. So it's not too disruptive, but it's a large percentage. And so a lot of these people cannot hold public office if this suit goes through, and the Supreme Court has it, and the Supreme Court is kind of finished. They're trying to take out the Supreme Court and dismantle it and add all their people into it. So they're not happy either. So it's a loaded gun, you know, pointed right at the heads of those that are trying to take this country down, basically. So, but anyway, look up this suit. I'll put it in the newsletter. I'll put it on Telegram again, so you can look at it. It's all over. Just go to, I think, Nino's site. Go who else's site? Everybody's covering it. All the white hats are covering it right now. So check it out. But this suit it's undeniable. It's just like, it's a rubber stamp suit that once it hits, once they see it, I'm sure they're going to vote on it because they have to, or they're done. Supreme Court's over. But anyway, that's going to be interesting. So Christmas, it may happen. We might get a beautiful Christmas present where the swamp gets drained and these guys won't be coming back to work. That would be awesome. That would be one of the best Christmas presents I think I'd ever have. So anyway, I know I'm getting a little political here, but you know, there's rhinos too that have sold out, you know, Pence and all these other people that are on the top of the list. And the election should have never been certified. And they know who cheated, who did what, and which countries were involved in it, everything. They have all of it. So I don't know when the military is going to come out with this, but probably soon. I would say before the end of this month at the most, January. I don't see it can go much further than January. You know, we're trying to avoid World War III here, and these numbskulls, I don't know, numbskulls are trying to take us there. But anyway, that's the news. And I think I wish I should have put that. I didn't write the people's name down, but I just listened to it a little while ago, and I should have wrote it down for the news. But we'll put it up. We'll put it in the newsletter, and we'll put it out on Telegram again. It's on Telegram and it's on Truth Social, so it's all over Truth Social. But I would listen to that, because that's our way out. That's the way of cleaning up this big mess we're in right now. And, you know, before we send another $120 billion to Ukraine, you might want to look into that as well, what that's all about. That's the deep state trying to keep their foothold there. And there's weaponized biolabs. There's massive sex trafficking, child trafficking, everything going on there. It's the most corrupt group on the planet. And they have the Azov Battalion, which is Nazis, you know. So what does that tell you? So we're funding Nazis, and I know there's an international law against that, and somebody should be held accountable for that. Maybe everybody that pushed the funding. Right. That being said, I want to talk a little bit about Yeshua ben Joseph, or what most people call him, Jesus. So Yeshua is ben Joseph, means Joshua, born of Joseph. And it doesn't, Jesus, now a lot of people get angry about this. And from my understanding, Jesus, or Jesus, is son of Zeus. So son of God, the Greeks gave him that name. But there's a lot of debate on that one. It's from what I've heard from a scholar that was very way up in the Vatican, you know, and he was the one that brought this out. So I'm not here to debate that. It doesn't matter. But what I want to do is talk about that we need to know the history of Earth, and it'd be good to start the new year with a little education about what really happened back then. And then I'll go on to Jesus. But the Earth is a series of colonies from the stars, and many nations have come here and terraformed the Earth and had to start over as primitives due to, you know, huge catastrophes like volcanoes going off, massive volcanic eruptions, ice age, you know, triggering ice ages, wars, great wars, the floods, you know, all this stuff, tidal waves, massive tidal waves. The Earth is a very volatile place, and it goes through some intense changes at times. And so we're, you know, a lot of the Native Americans call us the fifth generation. You know, this probably goes back even further than that. So anyway, but we need to know our roots, and we need to know where we got our images of God. So when you talk about God, you know, people go, I don't believe in God. And I go, which God don't you believe in? They go, what do you mean? And I go, you know, they had the Egyptian gods, the Hebrew gods, the Greek gods, you know, the Egypt, they're all these gods of old, you know, were a lot of the bearded gods from ancient Lyra. And they're very tall, very large beings. They were not reptilian. They were our ancient ancestors, you might say, that from Lyra and Lyrians. And a lot of them are being awakened to this day. Some people call them the Anunnaki, and some are still in stasis, and they're being awakened. And I tell people, I don't know if that's a good idea, because most of the benevolent ones left, and the ones that fell, you know, like Enlil and Marduk and these guys, they created a pact with the reptilians for total supremacy of the Earth, and they went against their own people and subjected their own people some pretty heinous things. So anyway, there's a lot of in-house fighting, turf wars, and things that happened in the past with the Anunnaki or the ancient Lyrians, and we're a byproduct of that. One of the second colonization programs was from the Pleiades. And the Pleiadians were the peaceful Lyrians, the scientists and people that left that warring faction, and they created their own place in the Pleiades. And they focused on love and joy and peace and universal law, and they really excelled. And so that was the second attempt to colonize the earth. And then the Palladians, you know, created Atlantis and Lemuria, and then they got into some turf wars and struggles and power struggles. And that same struggle we're going through today, because you have the elite, you know, the elite that want to use power, their wealth and their power to subdue others, to control and dominate. And then you have the Lemurians were more of the law of one. They saw the creator in all creation, and they felt that you should help those less fortunate to reach their highest potential. And they're in service to the creator within all creation. So we have those two factions today. We have some groups that want to use technology to totally dominate and control and push us into servitude again. And we have the other group that's saying, no way, you know, we believe in universal law and we see the creator in all creation and we're not going for it. So we have that same polarity happening today and we're going through it. Luckily, it looks like we're going to come out the other side with the benevolent side, you know, taking power. And but it's going to be very rocky. It's going to be a mess in between. So the chaos is part of the healing. So there is going to be chaos. So I want you to, don't freak out when you see the chaos. Just realize it's part of the healing process. Oh, things had to get really ugly for you people to see how ugly the people behind it are. And it had to become personal before people actually figured out and actually move in the right direction. So it's an old saying, you know, until you've had a belly full of sour wine, you won't quit drinking it. But, you know, when you get sick and ill from the wine, and then you go, I can't drink sour wine anymore. And so that's basically what's going on. And so on a huge scale, the people are waking up, they're rising up, they're figuring it out, and they're figuring out who's behind all this. So in some of the same characters, and this is going to shock people, some of these Anunnaki, fallen Anunnaki, if you look at the heads of some of the Rothschilds and things like that, they have these cone heads. They actually do have the cone head, and some of their offspring definitely have the cone head. And they are definitely tied into the ancient Lyrians, and they're the fallen ones, the fallen Lyrians. And then, and you also, I mean, this is going off the scale, but you have the fallen Lyrians, you have reptilian beings, because they made the pact with the reptilians for total dominance. So we've been under draconian law ever since then. That is being cleaned up. And then you've got the tall grays, which are really nasty. And the other gray, little grays are just kind of robots, basically. They're not too bad. But you have to set boundaries with them. But, you know, and you've got the usual serpent beings and demonic types and things like that out there. But that's the dark side. And the dark side has been in control and it's being kicked out right now. So there's a big multidimensional war going on. There's many races involved in it. And the reptilians and all these other guys are, and the fallen Anunnaki, all these guys are aligned with this AI God. And we want to stay away from this. That's why they're pushing so hard, you know, to turn us all into antennas and chip us, you know, so we can collect into that high consciousness and be controlled. You know, that they mean it when they said you'll own nothing and you'll be happy because they'll own it all. That's their goal. So all these agendas they put out are all for that. They're to centralize the wealth and power into a select group, a small group. And we know where that goes. It's called socialism and communism. And every socialistic dictator or communist dictator, you know, every time one rose up, there was massive genocide. And the first things that, what do? The first thing they did was they created some kind of epidemic, and they're saying, this is for your good, the greater good. We have to have all these lockdowns and controls. And then they take away your guns and disarm the people. And then the extreme, that's when you get the camps and all the other stuff. And the genocide starts. And that same pattern, they're trying to run that same pattern right now, but it's not going to work because people are standing up for it. But, anybody that's trying to go against the Constitution and take away your rights is part of this group, basically. And if they do that, they've gone again. If they go against the Constitution, they betrayed their office, their oath. And so they really need to be gone. And they need to be called out on that and say, you're out of here. You know, you broke your oath. You're no longer fit to serve and you're out of here. And that's basically what's going to happen with these huge lawsuits coming up. So anyway, be on top of that. We're in the middle of that, the big cleaning. And these energies coming in are pushing all this up like nothing's hidden anymore. Everybody's going to see it. And so people are going, well, how does this tie into Jesus? What the hell are you talking about? Because you have to understand, like, the Hebrew gods, and I say plural gods. There's the Old Testament God and the New Testament God. And there were different gods. The Old Testament God was Jehovah. The New Testament God was Yahweh. And again, there's a lot of argument around this. There's a lot of, I've got 40 plus years of research into this. And I've talked to people that were, like Michal Lidwith and other people that were advisors to the Pope and things that had access to the real truth, what's really going on. So he's got a great book out called Saving Jesus. And he's got video. I think his Hamburger Universe is his website. So go and get that information. You know, it's amazing. He talks about the real history of Earth and the jealous, wrathful gods and where they came from and everything. So the Old Testament was the jealous, wrathful God, the genocidal God, the God that was, you couldn't mention his name or you got stoned or killed. And that was a mess. That was a real mess. So there's a prophecy that shall come a great one that'll bruise the head of the one who bruised the head of man. And what they're talking about is Jehovah. And this is going to piss off a lot of Jehovah Witnesses. And, you know, just become Yahweh Witnesses and everything will be cool. But he's out of the picture now. Jehovah's, he's out of it. He's not going to be coming back. I'm sorry. But, you know, focus on, it doesn't matter what name or image you give or anything else. If anything goes against universal law, which is brother, sister, love, universal peace, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, it doesn't matter. If you hold those ideals, you don't need a name or an image. And any name or image is limited, because in truth, the Creator is limitless. It's not, there's no name, there's no image. It's beyond all names, all images. It doesn't have an ego. It can't judge. And that's why Jesus said, you know, neither do I judge thee, nor does my Father judge thee. Go and sin no more. He's saying that the Creator is beyond judgment. It's in a whole different realm. That's not even part of its reality. If it was, most of us wouldn't be here. You know, we wouldn't exist right now. So if there's judgment with the Creator, we'd be toast a long time ago. So a lot of us are going like this. You know, we're going. I love you, God, but don't toast me like the past. And we're dealing with all this cellular memory and misinformation and everything else. But the new covenant is Jesus brought the new covenant, which was the image of the all-loving, all-forgiving God. That was the new covenant. And so it kept getting mixed up back and forth because people are having a hard time letting go of the old and the fear and the guilt and the unworthiness. And which brings us to the cross. It really makes no logical sense whatsoever. Like, Jesus died for our sins because people sinned before he died and people sinned after he died. And that lays an enormous guilt trip on people. And you can control people with fear, guilt, and unworthiness, fear of not measuring up, fear, you know, guilt about not being good enough, you know, the unworthiness, I'm so unworthy. And how can that be if God does not have an ego that can't judge? And so if you're already automatically forgiven and create with the Creator, then all we have to do is forgive ourselves, go and sin no more, stop screwing up, stop going against universal law, stop being harmful to humanity and the earth, and just start behaving yourself. That's all you got to do. You know, forgive yourself. And, you know, if you've really done some nasty stuff, you might want to make restitution for that. But forgiveness is always there. I'm not saying the relatives are going to forgive you or the people. You know, if you kill somebody, the family might come after you, or if you steal from somebody, they may come after you or somebody else, but in regular law, forgiveness is not so common, but anyway, you know, it's with Creator, you're always forgiven. So, and you just got to clean up the mess you made and change your ways, basically. So that's the name of that story. So I wanted to cover that. The other thing I wanted to cover was the image of God, you know, that we have. Like, again, we've been socially engineered to believe in heaven and hell. If you're good, you get the condo in heaven, the cloud, the harp, and you hear celestial music. And if you're bad, you get heavy metal and fire and flame and brimstone, and you're thrown into a pit of fire for a bazillion years or something. You know, I mean, what kind of a father would do that? Come on, throw their children into a fire and burn forever. You know, that's a pretty limited God. So anyway, there's an old saying that man was created in the image of God. Well, actually, God was created in the image of man. Man projects his images on God. And there's a lot of morally challenged people that are using that image to manipulate others and make other people feel, you know, fear, guilt, and unworthiness. They're pushing those programs and usually for some ulterior motive. So walk away from that. You know, it's get a picture of the laughing Jesus. It's out there, where Jesus' head is back and he's just roaring and laughing, you know, because that's where he wants to be. He doesn't want to be hanging on a cross. How would you like that? Let's say you had a really bad lifetime and you're drawn and quartered and everything else. And then everybody has pictures all over the wall of you being dismembered and you know, whatever. And that's, you know, you come back and you go, oh man, I don't want to look at that. That was a bad experience. I want to move on, you know. So we're doing the same thing, and we have to quit that. You know, get rid of the fear, get rid of the guilt, get rid of the unworthiness. Those are all very low frequency energies, and they allow you they hold you back in rising to the occasion. So your frequencies are not going to rise, and all emotions have a frequency. So fear, guilt, unworthiness, greed, all of that stuff, jealousy, all those things have a frequency, and they're very low frequency energy. The highest frequency energy are love, joy, and bliss. And that's what the Creator is. So how do you connect with the Creator? How do you make your own personal connection with God? You heal the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. And that raises your frequencies, and you focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. That's the path to ascension. So a lot of the lamas say that. The yogis say, you know, there's so few enlightened people on this planet because it's so damn simple. And you got to shut down the mind. The mind is going to take you everywhere and drop into the heart and focus on love and joy and bliss and get out in nature. And that's how you make your own personal connection with Creator. And you start seeing the Creator in everyone and everything. And bingo, you know, you're awake. So that's basically what we need to do. And we don't need to be, you know, judged and guilted and you know, all the other stuff that goes along with a lot of this crazy stuff. I talked to a guy at a market, a flea market, and you know, he was talking about Jesus and things like that. And God, the wrath came out of him, and everybody's going to hell. Everybody's got it wrong. And they don't know, and Jesus is going to come, and he's just going to smash them, and I go, whoa, whoa, I go, whoa, 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 settle down. So I don't think Jesus is going to come back and start smashing heads. You know, that's not going to happen. And as a matter of fact, we need to rise and connect with him. And so if you want to, you know, people go, I've been born again. Me too. I've been born again and again and again and again, you know. I have full memory of it, you know. And the people go, have you found Jesus? And I go, he's never lost in my book. You know, he's just a thought away, as all the other masters. And, you know, Kuan Yin, Mary, all of them. We have photographs of Kuan Yin, Mary, Babaji, all the masters appearing. And we just photographed Michael appearing here. Beautiful photograph of Michael and Mary and all of them, you know. So anyway, why are they coming? why are they coming to East Saddy, both here in Hawaii and the other one? Why are these masters appearing? And why are the light ships appearing? And why are they coming treetop level? And why are they initiating people and giving people bliss hits and healing people and all these things? And why is this happening? And people ask that question. And you know who really needs to ask that question is the people that are throwing all the slanderous remarks and things like, it's unbelievable, the slander out there, especially in the UFO and spiritual community. And, you know, I have to ask them, well, if we're so screwed up, why are all the masters appearing here? Why are the light ships appearing here? Why have they chosen us? Why are they appearing to other people in the UFO community? Some they are, the people that have risen to the occasion, that are in the heart. And what does all this gossip and drama and slander have to do with enlightenment? And people just can't give you that answer, you know? And we have people come with agendas, and when their agendas don't get met, they turn and they flip out and they blame everybody else for you know, their programs. And there's a lot of stuff that happens. But basically, all you can do is be true to yourself, and you can't, you know, I love what I think it was, one of the yogis said, I can't remember which one, but he said, you don't, you know, shrink with fear when they come after you, and you don't swell with pride when they praise you. You just stay neutral. And that's what's best to do, because no matter what you say, somebody's going to get pissed. I mean, I piss people off on purpose just to trigger their stuff so they can look at it. And I am guilty of that one. But, you know, sometimes people just have to, this whole social engineering program, this PC correctness, all this stuff, this is all mind control. And we need to get out of there and get back into nature. Because, you know, the animals know who you are. The children know who you are. When I see animals landing on people and coming up to people and children, and that's when you know somebody's awake. And, you know, if you see a kid cry and run away, that person's probably got some problems, you know. So let the animals and the children be your guide, you know, because there's a lot of people with smiling faces that aren't who you think they are. And they say all the right things. They have all the right buzzwords. And they have their Facebook spirituality down, but when it really comes to doing the work and having the connection, it's just not there. But everybody will give their power away to them just because they have a good story. So you have a great story within you. You just have to go within and find it. And only you can make your own personal connection with Creator, which is what Jesus taught. So going back to Jesus again, I know we're jumping around, but we have to understand this. So basically, when Mary was with child and Joseph said, I will not marry this woman, you know, I haven't laid with her, he hadn't had sex with her, it's not his kid, he's really upset. Supposedly Gabriel or some very high advanced being, definitely not from this earth, extraterrestrial, some being shows up and they say it's Gabriel. There's stuff around that, but different opinions. But anyway, he said, this is our child. This is God's child. You'll rear him as your own. And of course, Joseph said, yes, sir. And which is probably the proper thing to do when a massive light being appears to you. And then so, you know, went on their merry way and raised Jesus. So, and now Mary was of ancient Lyrian descent. She had very high genetics. And when they say, man was created, or woman, both were created in the image and likeness of God, there's two things they're talking about. One is genetically, we have the genes of the gods. We have the genes of the ancient gods, which is why they're trying to shut us down. And it's why all the grays are trying to grab our genes and our DNA and do hybrids and everything else, because we have the genes of the gods. And we're also the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse is where? It's within. And that's what they all taught. God is within. Buddha taught that. The whole universe is within. And so when you go within, you connect with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And that consciousness is pure love, joy and bliss, unconditional love, joy and bliss. That's what it is. And when you connect with that, you become one. That's called at-one-ment, you know, atonement. It's really at-one-ment. But anyway, that's how it works. And that's what he taught. So if you look, there's more to this story. So I'm going to go back to his teachings. So basically his life was his teachings. So he was born, Joseph and Mary. He said, you know, I'm the son of man. Joseph and Mary were his parents. He said, I'm the son of man. Later in his work, he said, you know, wait a second. And he became a prophet, and he started making that connection with, and realized he was a soul, and that his soul came from source or from creator. And then later he said, you know, I'm the son of God, because his soul came from God, from creator. And so, wait a second, I came from God. I'm not this personality or this body. I'm beyond that. And then, you know, he continued to teach and make his own personal connection. He was a prophet and did all these things. And then later on, when he did total immersion, he said, I am God. You know, the Father and I are one. I myself do nothing. The Father through me doeth the works. And what he's saying is he made a connection with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. He became at one with it. He merged with it. And his prayer was, beloved Father, let them become one as we are one. And that was his teaching. All this other stuff was misaligned. And so we have to realize that this other information is out there to create fear and guilt and unworthiness. And this is probably the most blasphemous thing you've ever heard, but it is his teachings and his real teachings. So I'm going to go into a little more blasphemy here and talk about how his soul. Now, Jesus, the soul, was coming in from the seventh dimension, which is the plane of bliss. He was done with any physical need for anything. He was beyond that. He was in the seventh dimension, and he dropped down, and that's where he laid down his body for humanity. He gave his life for humanity. He dropped down into the physical body from that dimension, and he could not come into a normal body. So what happened was Mary had extremely highly evolved genetics. And she went back to the ancient Lyrians, the genetics of the gods. And Gabriel, which is a very high level, some say he was either Andromedan or a very advanced Pleiadian, added his DNA to Jesus. So he's the offspring of both on a DNA level. And they had to do that because they had to create a body that could house the soul of Jesus, which would have burned out the synapses of any other body. And when he incarnated, he had 12 grand masters transfer their consciousness and energy to him. And thus he picked the 12 disciples. And the 12 disciples, each one had an aspect of one of those grand masters. And so that was his work. Now, this is, you're not going to hear this in the church, and this you're going to hear this in the heart. That's the only place you're going to hear it. So anyway, he was the example, the exemplar Christ. He was the example of Christ consciousness. You can call it Buddha consciousness. There's other grand masters that came to other races, and we need to stop the division game and look at what they taught. And if they're in agreement, then good, you know, because these golden threads go throughout all religions, and then they've been changed by men that, you know, had control issues, you might say. So basically, that's the real story of what happened back then. And so if you read, get the red letter edition and read what he said, because all the other stuff are interpretations they're off the scale. Now, a lot of people are very, very angry with the churches in the past and what they've done and everything else, and blame Jesus. And that had nothing to do with Jesus, had nothing to do with his teachings. And the people that have taken over his teachings are not following his teachings. And so we can't blame him for what others did, you know, with his teachings. And they totally bastardized him, you know, they screwed him up so bad. So, and it's all about, you know, creating the go-between. and capitalizing on the go-between. So that's what religions are. Most of them are there to be a go-between and capitalize on the go-between. Not all of them. There's some good people out there. They're really empowering people to make their own personal connection with Creator. And they don't have all the information to do it. They don't understand. You know, they think, oh, is God jealous and wrathful and a genocidal maniac? Is God all loving and all forgiving? You know, what's going on here? I got two different stories. I don't understand this. Their minds are going crazy right now. It's because they don't understand that there were two gods. And when you understand this, you can let go of the past and you can make your own connection with this all-loving, all-forgiving, total loving, joyous, blissful Creator. And I'm not telling you this from research or book learning. I'm telling you from my own near-death experiences. And I've been able to go back and forth. And the masters have been appearing to me since I was a child. And I've had some awesome experiences. I'm not perfect. I'm not infallible. I'm learning as everybody else as I go along. And you know, my heart's always in the right place. You're always trying to do the right thing. But you're dealing with other egos down here and other people, and things don't always go right. But it's rough. And the more enlightened you become, the more you mirror back to people their own iniquities, and you amplify their own iniquities. So everything they love and hate about themselves gets amplified and mirrored. And guess what? It goes into either owning it, and they're going to take a quantum leap in evolution, or they're going to project and blame, and that goes nowhere. And that takes the devolution path, you know. So anyway, that's part of the process. I mean, Jesus pissed everybody off. You know, so, you know, he pissed off all the Pharisees. He pissed off, you know, the churches of the times, you know, the ministers and the preachers and priests that are getting fat off the other people. You know, they have these places where you brought your fatted calf and all of your best herbs and vegetables and everything. And you gave them to God, you know, and, you know, just, God doesn't eat food. Come on, you know, why would the creator that creates everything not be able to create his own meal? You know, and why does he need a bank account? You know, it's like, come on, you got to think this one through. So anyway, you know, it's all about. And this Christmas, what I want people to do this Christmas is to don't worry about the small stuff. You know, is this accurate? Is that accurate? Did this happen? Did that happen? You know, it's all about love and joy and bliss and service to others. That's the main teaching. And as soon as you get away from that and you get into these petty bickering and you get into the jealousy and the competition and the backside, all this other stuff, you are not aligned with Creator. You're aligned with something else, and you're actually becoming a tool for something else. And I already covered the something else earlier. So we need to take stock in ourselves and go within and look within and just say, you know, I might have screwed up. You know, I might have blown it here. I might have jumped into this gossip, slander, backstab game. You know, I might have done it because I'm jealous. I might have done it because I just fell for the nonsense. I might have done it because I wanted to do one up on somebody else and climb on the backs of others. There's all these different reasons. And some people are doing it just because that's their job. You know, that's their job to create division and chaos and all these other problems. You know, they're part of some agency or whatever. So it's all going on. But the way you get out of this is you go within. You focus on love and joy and bliss. You get out in nature. You turn off your TV and you walk away from all this stuff. And if you really want to connect with Jesus, that's how you do it. Because you're going to be connecting with the seventh dimension, and that's where he's hanging out, in the seventh dimension. But he can also drop in all the way down to the third if he has to. He doesn't like to hang out here because this is a very rough place to hang out. It's not easy. So I want to leave with the path to enlightenment is that I've already talked about focusing on love and joy and bliss and going out in nature and mastering judgment, even of yourself. We got to get away from that and mastering your emotions. And that's what self-mastery is all about. And you don't ascend by trying to leave this planet by judging everything as other than God or Creator, you know. You ascend by loving all of it, and even your own body, right down to the very atom of your own body. I mean, you love every atom, every cell, every muscle, every bone, every organ of your being, and you send that love to all every aspect of yourself, and you balance out all your chakras and everything. You're out of here. Boing, you know, you're gone. So you don't ascend by trying to go away. You ascend by loving everything, mastering judgment, and raising your frequencies. And in that process, you're going to have a lot of people you're going to meet along the way. So be discerning. So again, focus on universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. Focus on that. Hold your leaders to that. And just don't let others pull you down this Christmas, family or otherwise. You know, make your own connection. Almost every Christmas I spend by myself, which everybody goes, oh, that's bad. That's too bad. And I go, no, I make my personal connection with the masters, with creator. And I really get important. And then I sit down and I create my future on what I want to see in my future. So it's a really good idea to, you know, sit down and create your future, you know, for the new year and see what you want to happen. And there are techniques for doing that, but we don't have enough time. We're out of time, unfortunately. So anyway, this Christmas, you know, be kind to each other, be kind to your family, allow them their truth, be of service, and be kind to yourself. If you need to get out of there, get out of there, get out in nature. And nothing's worth love and joy and bliss, and let nobody steal that from you. And that's the best thing I can leave you with. So anyway, have a great Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy whatever you want to do, but just focus on love and joy and bliss. And we'll see you next Saturday. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and the ride will be much easier. Anyway, good night.